Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. The Lord our God will return soon and rapidly and without warning. And he loves his people. He wants his people to understand him. Now, those who are looking for him will be raptured, those who abide in him. And you know, the word of God is written a certain way. If you study it, it's saying, it's working together. Scriptures work together with scriptures. Now, First John chapter 2, verse 28 says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him." This is a very true statement. The Lord is looking for those who are faithful, those who are looking for him, that's who he's going to take with him in the rapture. Remember, those who were lukewarm at this point, he said he would spit them out. People that love the world system, people that do the things of this world, people that take advantage of others. But those who love God, those who are looking for his return, there's a distinction. And whenever the Bible makes a distinction, it's a fact. The Lord loves all people. He loves everybody. And he desires to be a blessing to all, as many as possible. Now, some people receive the word of God, some people don't. Some people do things their way. But the Lord has to return, and his return is very, very soon, imminent. And he wants his people to know him from the heart. Now, recently, around Thanksgiving, the Lord said to me, it was a few weeks before Thanksgiving, he said, "Tell my people my return is imminent. Tell them to be ready that they be not left." Now, there's doctrines out there that say, well, if you're a Christian, you're going to go in the rapture. If you're a Christian and obeying God, if you're an obedient Christian, yes. But the Lord is looking for people who will be faithful with his word. How do we treat salvation? How do we treat the holy things of God? How do we treat other people? Now, he's forgiven me of many things, many sins, and I need him to forgive me of all my sins. I can't pay for the least of them. I can't pay for any of them. But Jesus paid for my salvation. He washed my sins away with his blood, gave me a brand new spirit. And that's priceless to me. I can't pay him for that. The best thing I can do now is be obedient. And I want to be obedient. Because if I can obey him, that will help encourage people and enable me to win souls. Help to assist God in winning souls. Now, that's something I'm very interested in. Because I want all people to be saved. Anybody that will hear. Because, God, you know, it's worth it. People lack knowledge of what God can do in their life and how far he can take us in life. He can cause us to be the blessing we need to be towards others. And if we receive his word in our heart, it can make the difference in other people. When a man dies, he dies. He's not on the earth anymore. But his advice still is. Whatever legacy he left, good or bad, it's still here. His influence will not die. People remember what he said, how he did. The people that he hurt, they're still hurt. They may feel sorry for his condition or whatever, but the damage was done. His legacy lives on, good or bad. Now, some people, they do right. They seek the Lord and they get answers, and the Lord guides them in life. And they say the right things to people that they love at the right time. And they love everybody. And everywhere they go, they're kind to people. And when people get in trouble, they They give them the best advice. They try to help them out. That kind of, those kind of thoughts are remembered more than the evil thoughts or the evil things these people do. But the good that you do or the bad will be remembered, and it still works. The Word of God works. We preach the gospel. The men that wrote the Word of God have long gone. They've been long gone. They're in heaven. For thousands of years, they've been in heaven. And we're still, and their legacy lives because they applied the Word of God when they were on the earth. So it is with our lives. Even though our works may not be written in the Bible, and the things we say, but the influence is still here. So it's important. The Lord can work through you. He can work through your life to be a blessing to many millions of other people. The Lord loves us, and that's what we have to focus on. If we can focus on Him, He can take our lives and make it count. And He needs people of all ages who love Him to represent Him. Even in children, He needs children that love Him to be a blessing to others. Nobody's too young to represent God. All you have to do is be on fire for Him. Love people. Being on fire is loving others like God loves you. In a nutshell, that's what being on fire, that's what being the hot church is all about. Being cold. Now, I always talk about cold religion. Cold religion is heartless. Cold religion will see you have a motorcycle wreck and get in the other lane and leave you on the ground. Cold religion will see that you have a need and turn away and walk away and forget about it. And when God do miracles, cold religion will get angry because it's pride-based. It's full of, you know, that's the devil's doctrine. Cold religion is part of the world system. The Lord once taught me about the other side of the world. I actually wrote a writing about it. And just like Revelation said, God in chapter 3, the Laodicean church, which represent our time, that was the last church mentioned by Jesus Christ. And in that church, the Lord said that they were lukewarm. And because they were lukewarm, He was going to spit them out of His mouth. Now that statement, it shows some things to us that we can identify with. If you eat something, let's say bad pecans or bad peanuts or something, and it's a bitter taste to you and you want it out of your mouth now. With that, so it is with those who are lukewarm. Now I'm going to read Revelation 3 and verse 14. It says, "And unto the church and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would," that's an old English way of saying, "I wish thou wert cold or hot." You know, it says, "I would that thou were cold or hot." That means I wish that thou were either cold or hot. I wish you were cold or hot. Verse 16. "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say that you're rich, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked." Now that's the condition of those who are lukewarm. "I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou may be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that thou may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. So that's the call of God to this age. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be involved with cold religion. And the Lord gave me this analogy of the other side of the world. Now, the world system The world system is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's the world system. That's Satan's system. That's how he operates. That's the cold way of doing things. Hatred, selfishness, greed. And lukewarm believers are neither cold. They're not all 100% cold, and they're not on fire for God. They're not growing. They're stagnant. And they're bitter in God's mouth. They love the world, and they're blending the world and the church in their doctrine, in their ways, in their life, in their advice. They blend what they want in the world and what they want in God's word. They blend it, and it becomes neutralized, no good, and offset, a false path. Understand clearly, the lukewarm way is part of the broad road that Jesus talked about. But the way of salvation is a narrow road, and few there be that find the narrow way. And broad is the way of destruction. Now, God is holy. He saved us to be holy like him, to be pure in our hearts. It's not his will that we be somewhere in the middle. It's all about the way we love. And we love what God did for us, and we walk in his way, and we love each other. If we can do that, we will be on fire for God. Now, the analogy he gave me was the other side of the world. The equator is the hottest part of the world. That's where the greatest vegetation grows, where it's hot. And the North Pole is cold. That's like the world system, partying, getting high, doing things that's wrong, all kind of sex and things, violence. And then the South Pole is colder than the North Pole by far. And that's cold religion. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Herod was a bad king. Pilate was the governor sent from Rome over Jerusalem. Now, Pilate didn't want to crucify Christ. He tried to get Jesus out of trouble. He sent him to Herod. Herod didn't, and as bad as he was, he didn't want to do anything with Christ either. So he sent him back to Pilate. And the religious leaders wanted him dead. Now, you'd think it was just the leaders. So Pilate said, I'll rescue him another way. He said, it's our custom to release a prisoner. I can either release Jesus or Barabbas. And then the people, not the leaders, the people chose Barabbas over Jesus. So religious pride is worse than the world. Like the South Pole is colder than the North Pole. So it's important to know God for yourself and stay in his love, abiding in him, looking for him. Now, these broadcasts is on newlivingletters.com. Go there. The radio broadcast is 15 minutes, but the same broadcast has more to it on the website. It's 30 minutes long. And all the broadcasts from last year, 15 and up, is on the New Living Letters website. On the audio, this is the audio 3-page this year. And all the first audio page, the second one, and the third one is on there in real time. And this broadcast, you can listen to it right now in real time. And I thank the Lord for modern technology. That's why God gave it, to get his word out, to rescue his people out of this world. The world system is deadly, folks. Don't kid yourself. We have to be accurate with the scriptures. Don't put pressure on yourself. If you don't know all the details and all the ins and outs of the scriptures, if you believe on Jesus, you're still safe. Walk in love. If you sin and you know it, ask God to forgive you and teach you how, whatever knowledge you need to repent. Turning away from sin is not just trying to stop sinning. Sometimes when I wanted to repent, I had to learn things. I said, Lord, wait a minute. I don't ever want to be this way again. I don't ever want to do whatever it was I did. I said, I don't ever want to sin against you again. And if I came this close to sinning, or if I did something I shouldn't have done, I want to know, how can I, Thurston, not do that again? And he had to teach me some things. Sometimes in order to repent like you really want to, you have to learn things you may not understand. And that's all right. We grow from glory to glory. The Lord's not, remember, if you believed on Jesus Christ, it's hard for you to go back to the world. People who go back to the world and they start doing things the world, they know, they at first they feel conviction. The Lord alert them that, hey, you're wrong now. When that happens, you're his child. Because he's warning you. He warns his people. And he chastens his people. But when you can do wrong and nothing happens, and you don't feel convicted at all, and the Lord don't chastise you anymore, now you need to go before the Lord and get things right. Because sometimes people walk right out of the kingdom. But when that happens, the Lord warns people and sends his word, and people don't pay it. They get mad when people try to help them understand. That's when you're getting in danger. That's when you're drifting back into the world. If you sin and you fail short somewhere, the Lord can always help you come back if you want to. You have to want to. You have to desire. Hey, you got to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm not doing that anymore. You have to turn your back on all forms of compromise. But in order to never do it again, you have to sometimes seek the Lord. And that's what's important. Abiding in him. John said in 1 John chapter 2, he said in verse 20, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Some people are going to, you know, they're going to be ashamed when Jesus comes. And many people that are lukewarm, their hearts are harder towards God. And the Lord couldn't, he can't make you soften your heart. That's your job. That's your job. He will help you do his will. You have to want the things of God. The things of God must be precious to you. And if it is, the Lord put things, he put many things in place to help you grow. We have a network, the local church. There are many good pastors out there. And they need, you know, we need them and they need us. We need to be active in these local churches. It makes a great difference in how, you know, when you take your children to church, you're securing your own future, your future generation. Your children are going to raise your grandchildren, and they're going to raise your great-grandchildren, and so on and so forth. So it behooves us all to make sure that our lineage is strong and resilient against Satan. Because when you go to heaven and you're looking down at earth from heaven, and people, you know, eventually everybody here will die. You want your lineage to come up there. You're going to want to meet your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. You're going to want them to live. Now, I say things like this now, but people, you know, that's so far away, they don't even think about it. But there are people up there now that have been there since the days of Peter and Paul. And they're still hoping that their lineage continue to come. Some lines were cut off So it's important to go forward. It's important to do the things of God. It's important to know Him. And it's important to keep your family safe. And the local church can help you with that. As parents, our children may listen to us and get saved. But sometimes it takes greater encouragement or outside encouragement for them to stay that way. The world is trying to creep into your house. Just like the world was trying to invade you from getting to know God, keep you from knowing Him in the first place, it's trying to get people to go back to the world and never come in, those that never came in yet. The enemy don't give up just because we put him out of our lives. He's trying to get back in. He's trying to get a foothold somewhere in our lives. And we can't afford to let him do it. And people of the world, if we live the life of God in their sight, we make a glorious difference. When people see the light of God's word in action, some people will get saved. They will come forth. And they will join the kingdom of God through Christ. And that's what we need. We've been talking about end days. And these are the end days. These times are the last days. And the Lord must return. And I don't want him to have to leave. And anybody he leaves here, he should have left them here. They went back to the world somewhere. And the Lord couldn't take them to heaven in the condition they were in. And he won't. He don't make mistakes. Now, people preach the word wrong sometimes. They preach things that they don't have authority to preach. They preach their opinions sometimes. But if we stay in the love of God, we will be fine. And we will go forward. And we will do the mighty works. Now, remember, the mighty works is not things that's always obvious. It's the love of God. We live the love of God. We operate according to the love of God. And we do the word of God. We serve God with all of our heart. And we seek Him. We seek Him. We renew our mind. And we see God move in our lives. As long as we obey Him and do whatever it is He say do, we're fine. It's going to turn out right. It's going to be good. It's going to work. But if we deviate somewhere, then that, you know, that won't work. But as long as we're in Him, abiding in Him, living in Him, learning, going forward, we will do fine and we will go forward. And the Lord will help us do the mighty works of love. Never doubt what God can do in your life. It's all about the joy of the Lord. When you love God and you desire to do the right thing, and you're going about doing the things that matter, that's life. There's a joy in it. It's sad when people turn away and do things that they shouldn't, and do the other thing. Do things according to, it's a sad life. That's not life, to do people wrong, to work against people. You know, the Lord, He does things according to life. And when people decide they work against life, God has to do something about it. And He's came as a Savior and invited everybody to heaven sincerely. He loves us very much. Even the wicked people, He loved them too and valued them. He gave us grace because we didn't know the depths of what we were doing. Jesus said, the people that wanted him dead, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And the Lord forgave them because they didn't know what they didn't know the depths of what they were doing. But now he's coming back to judge. He's not coming back to save. He's coming back to judge. And it's time for him to do something. The Lord does have to judge. As dangerous as his judgment is, we've never seen it before. We read about it, how he judged Egypt. In some countries, he judged them. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged. The Lord didn't just come and judge them. He sent angels to go before him and see what they were doing. And he burned that place up. Now everything is written of what God is going to do in Revelation. All of it. And I don't want anybody to be stranded here when that happens. And the only way I can do something about it is to preach God's word. Because everybody's got to make a choice of what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. The Lord don't make people go to heaven. He never made anybody go. Everybody that went, they wanted to be there. And they loved him and they loved his word, they loved his people. Those three things they had in common. They abided in him, they lived in him. I'm not trying to figure out what I can get away with. I don't want to get away with anything. I want to be a blessing to people. I don't want to be low down to anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody. People have hurt me. They've done things to me, but I don't want any ill in any form to come to them. At best, I want God to save them and bless them. I want him to give me wisdom so that I can know how to deal with them so that they can't hurt me anymore. Now that doesn't mean I won't fight for my country or protect my home. I will protect my people. I will protect my family. I will kill if I have to. But angels encamp around me and I pray for people. And our prayers avail much. God hears our prayers. And see, you have to spell, these are days you have to spell things out because people have so many mindsets out there. And they, you know, I was once asked if you don't believe in killing people, if somebody tried to rob your family or do something, well, you'll just sit back and let them know. Because that's it's just like if a foreign army came against our country, I would fight. You'll see the old preacher with his gun out there shooting. You don't let people come and take what's yours. You fight for what's right. But if you work to get people saved, people won't be out there doing violence. The Lord loves us. It's all about love. He didn't call us to be stupid or foolish. But with that, in peace times, especially in peace time, I want to use it to its full ability. I want people to know him. And I live to express his love. And that's what it's all about. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, answer your questions and concerns, and help you heal where you've been wounded. The Lord has a plan for you, for all of your life, every part of it. And my favorite thing, he will guide you into all truth. And you can build your life with his truth. Now, to next time, remember, I love you. God greatly loves you. And Jesus, his return is soon, and he's coming back for you.